ATIA 2010, this is Michael Loft speaking with Jeremy Curry with GW Micro.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Yes, we are very excited. It's a partnership here between Cerotech and GW Micro.
Absolutely.
So first, let's talk about this book, since when I spoke with you last year, it was still in beta, and now you've come out with 1.0 and already released 2.0.
Yeah, it's been a really exciting year. BookSense has just been a fantastic product for us, and there have been a lot of things that we've added, a lot of things that we've improved already in BookSense 2.0. As our BookSense customers know, that was a free upgrade that we provided, and we improved a lot of things that people asked for on the list. We're constantly monitoring those things. But one of the big things that we improved is we added support for recording for the blind and dyslexic, or RFB&D, which is a huge thing inside of educational circles. So we've got support for that now, which is on the BookSense. We've obviously already had NLS support since its conception. And then one of the things that we're actually announcing just this morning is that as part of the next upgrade, which is not out officially yet, but as part of the next upgrade, we're going to be supporting the SAMNet content from Cerotech.
That's right. So described movies and even email on SAMNet and user forum messages and a lot of different audio content can be transferred to the BookSense. We're very excited to partner on that. We've had a lot of people asking, begging, crying for it, and it's finally going to happen.
It's some pretty nice stuff. In fact, I downloaded Curious George just the other day for my niece and nephew. So when they come over, they'll be able to listen to Curious George on the BookSense. I thought that'd be a nice little treat for them.
Now, am I correct that the BookSense is the only one of these players that actually supports iTunes?
That is correct. It supports the MP4 format. So we worked with iTunes. We worked with Apple to make iTunes accessible. And if you download music from iTunes, you can take all of those files, port them over to the BookSense, and play them just like you could an iPod. So you've basically got an accessible Daisy reader along with the iPod functionality all built into one unit. So you've got your Daisy reading, you've got your iPod functionality, you've got your MP3 player, you can play your Word 2003 and 2007 documents, and you can do this all with the Neo Speech synthesizer. So it's got the very human sounding synthesizer, and you can choose from your male or female voice depending on your preference. So it's some really good technology.
Definitely. So the only player with the Word support, as well as for iTunes and NeoSpeech, was definitely a step up.
Right. And then we've also got on the XT, we've got the added Bluetooth capability, so you can listen with wireless headphones. And I'll tell you what, with as much traveling as I do, that has just been a godsend, because having to deal with wires and everything tangling up and trying to untangle them all the time is just a nightmare sometimes. So it's been fantastic to be able just to throw on my headphones, pair them, which we've even made even easier in 2.0, and off you go.
So anything else new going on here at booth, 413 here? I saw you came out with an update for Eloquence to make it more stable or more responsive.
We
right?
did. We came out with an update for Eloquence for WindowWise to make it much more responsive. Just yesterday, we also released a script for Windows Live Mail to make it even more accessible with WindowWise. It's pretty good out of the box, but there are a few things we wanted to see improved upon it, so we wrote scripts for that. And so we're giving several presentations here during the convention. We've got our BookSense presentation. We've got our WindowWise presentation, so we'll be showing off the power of our open language scripting. And we're also doing a low vision presentation. And one thing that people may not be aware of yet is we introduced a product called the SenseView Lite. And the SenseView Lite is something that is really a revolution in portable CCTV technology, because it uses a brand new type of screen that most people have not yet heard of, which is an OLED screen, or organic light emitting diode screen. So this is probably what all of the technology as far as flat screens is going to go to. But essentially, instead of having a liquid follow around the screen like most LCDs do, it actually has several different carbon-based molecules basically stuffed between two pieces of glass, which means to the end user, you get a brighter, crisper, clearer screen. And it's kind of interesting to see assistive technology actually be ahead of mainstream technology for one of the first few times that's ever happened. So
So this OLED, is clear, and is it like minimize any pixelation and some of the issues that we have with
right.
other...
Minimizing pixelation, minimizing ghosting. It's much more energy efficient. If you watch any TV, some people may have seen this type of technology with Ashton Kutcher. Their Nikon cameras are starting to exhibit the same type of screen. So this is really the wave of the future, and we've kind of started it here with AT before all the rest of the mainstream TV and PC manufacturers in regards to monitors have been able to implement it.
Very good. Anything else on the horizon you can talk about?
Oh, we've got lots of things coming this year, so I'd say stay tuned. This is going to be a really exciting year from GW Micro.
Okay, so it's gwmicro.com, or if you can get by ATIA, you are booth 413. And any final comments?
That is correct. And also, if they want to call us, you can call us at 260-489-3671.
All right, Jeremy Curry with GW Micro, thanks a lot for taking a few minutes out today.
Thanks for having me.
ATIA 2010 for Cerro Talk and SamNet Radio. This is Michael Loff.